BBC News. North Korea says it has successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. If true, that could put the U.S. state of Alaska within range. President Trump previously said Pyongyang would not develop a missile that had the potential to hit the United States. The U.S.-led coalition in Syria says allied rebels of the Syrian Democratic Forces have breached the wall of the old city of Raqqa, the stronghold of Islamic State militants. More than 2,000 jihadi fighters and up to 100,000 civilians are still thought to be inside the Raqqa enclave. The Supreme Court in the Philippines has ruled that President Rodrigo Duterte acted constitutionally when he declared martial law in the southern region of Mindanao. Dismissing a challenge by opposition legislators, the court said Mr. Duterte's decision was necessary in order to defeat Islamist militants. The militants still hold parts of the region's main city, Marawi. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has dismissed opposition moves to hold an unofficial nationwide poll on his plan for a constituent assembly to replace Congress. He called opposition leaders hypocrites attempting a coup. Brazilian police have arrested a close ally of President Michel Temer as he struggles to fight a corruption crisis that has shaken his administration. Gadel Vieira Lima, a former cabinet minister, was detained in the state of Bahia as part of an investigation into alleged irregularities at a government-controlled bank. Millions of patients in Britain could soon be offered individual treatments through the mapping of the DNA. The chief medical officer for England says genome testing could revolutionise the response to cancer and rare diseases. A new study says women athletes born with high levels of the male hormone, testosterone, enjoy a significant competitive advantage. It's based on hundreds of blood samples taken over a 2-year period.